Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, coming up in just a second, Dylan Scott will perform for us. Hit it, Ray.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat.
He's going to perform right here from this stage. You guys hang out for that. First, let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My 10-year-old son's enjoying playing soccer. His team's doing pretty well. Last year, they made it to the regional finals, and this year, it looks like they'll probably make state. We take them to practice 2 or 3 times a week. They have a game at least once every 2 weeks. Many of the games are also out of town. We have a younger child who comes with us to those. The whole thing has become a huge time sponge, and it's costing us quite a bit of money. I don't want to disappoint our son, but there's only so much time and money I'm willing to put towards his hobby. Am I a bad parent? How do other parents handle this? Well, that's a great question. We got a lot of parents who have kids playing sports. Amy, what's your advice?
Yeah, I mean, if it's too much of a time suck, you might have to set some boundaries. It's a bummer, or figure out for like carpooling, talking with other people on the team, making sure that you can still get it done. But then you have to have a budget for sports and hobbies too. It is a real tough thing as a parent. So I feel for her on this. Like, I feel like this school year, we're going to get sucked into this sponge and we're going to have to create some boundaries. And I've had to tell my kids, you got to make a decision on this. We can't do everything.
Let's go over to Eddie, also known as Octomom. You got a lot of kids. You have 4 of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So
hold on. Did you say that they may win state?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Guys, that's the key word here. You have to stop everything you're doing and focus in on this soccer team, because your child could support you for the rest of your life. If he becomes a Major League Soccer, an American World Cup team soccer player, guys, you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life. They'll buy you a house. They'll take care of you for the rest. I mean, this is what it's about. The fact that this child is showing so much promise in a sport, loves the sport, is so good at it, this team could win state. Man, drop everything you're doing and support him.
She did say the team, not her kid, is great. Yeah. I don't know any specifics there.
And she has other children, so you say drop everything and support
the child. Absolutely.
I do think it makes a difference, though, because I played travel ball, and if we weren't good, I couldn't have gone to a lot of stuff because people wouldn't have cared enough to make sure that I could go to stuff.
Oh,
right.
True.
We were good, so we were able to raise money a little easier. And people were like, well, it's a good team, so let's make sure they get to play.
Right.
So I think it's a good team. It does affect it a little bit.
Now, if the kid is like not as good as the team, he's just kind of riding along, and you notice that, then say, hey, but we can't do it anymore.
Well, I would say if the kid only shows medium interest on a good team.
Yeah, you give
medium to above medium interest.
Right, but what I'm saying is like if he's on the team but he never plays.
But I don't think that's it. Okay. I think a big part of life is being on the team and never playing, and how do you act and react when there's adversity. So I'm okay with that part of it. I'm not okay with if they're not interested.
Okay.
Because you can grow and develop and get smarter. Eddie, that's terrible. That's actually terrible.
What do you mean?
So what if it's like...
So it's a bench player? You don't care?
Bench player, we don't have time for this.
But what if they love it? They sit the bench, but they want to be a part of it.
Hey,
and they get to go to
state. I love football.
You can put a bench in the backyard.
Yeah.
But they're a part of a team that's winning.
What is wrong with that?
What is your thought?
It's easy. You got to do everything you can for this kid to play soccer. Because listen, you wouldn't stop him from doing his homework because he has a lot of homework.
You got to
do everything you can. This could be his future. Maybe he's not going to be a CEO. Maybe he's going to be a soccer player. Hey, there's this thing called GoFundMe or a lemonade stand. Guess what people love to do? They love to give money to kids that are trying to play sports. So put him out there on a lemonade stand. Tell the news, hey, my kid's raising money to win state. Guess what? The whole neighborhood, $2,000, go to state.
Yeah. You jumped a lot of places there.
Yeah, we don't know.
This is what I would say to this. If the kid is just diehard, practices all the time. I don't care how good he is right now. There's a lot of players that develop into really amazing players aren't always the best when they're young. But if the kid is diehard, working, still getting his grades in, practicing, passionate, I think that's how you make your decision more than what these knuckleheads are saying. The odds of him being a CEO, far greater. Unless the odds of him being a high-ranking executive, far greater than him playing a professional sport.
If he's about to win state at 10, he's got talent.
Unless he's sitting on the bench.
Okay, anyway. Say I understand. You absolutely need a budget. Absolutely need to set your strengths, make sure the other kids feel their love. But I would also base it on how passionate the kid is about it. I don't think he's got to be A-plus star of the team. I think he's got to have a passion, though, if you're going to have to go and carry his A all around the state.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
There you go.
All right, Dylan Scott coming in next. And that's it. He's going to be awesome. He's bringing the guitar. It's early in the morning. He's going to sing his face off. We're going to talk about Dylan Scott, and we'll talk to Dylan in just a second. But Dylan Scott's got two number one songs. Probably know this one. It's called My Girl.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat.
His other one's called Nobody.
Girl, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody.
He was the CMT Music Award winner for Breakthrough Video of the Year for that song right there. He's got over 1 billion streams, and he has big muscles. All right, here we go. Well, he does. Look at him. He has big muscles. All right, here we go with Dylan Scott.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dylan Scott.
Dylan, I want to ask you a personal question, if that's okay.
It's okay.
You good with that?
I'm good with it.
Wide open?
Wide open.
Rib cage open?
It's open.
All right. I was noticing on your phone, you have something written on your home screen.
Yeah.
What is that?
Man, it's just like it's things I want in life, you know? Headline arenas.
Yes, sir.
Headline
arenas.
I can do that.
Headline arena.
Right there.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know what? This is basically a little arena we're in right now.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the arena.
I love it. I wrote in my second book, Fail Until You Don't, I wrote that I do that a lot. I keep it on my lock screen. Because that's what awesome. Do you look at more?
Your phone.
Then your lock screen.
Absolutely.
On your phone.
And I was at home, and I didn't even know you did that. I was at home a few weeks ago.
No, you read the book. Just say that.
Yeah.
We'll edit that. We'll read the book. Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm going to read the book.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
You got to give me one first, though. I was at home late at night, and my family was asleep, and I was just sitting there thinking that same thing. I was like, man, I'm always, whether I know I'm going to do it or not, you catch yourself opening your phone. For no reason. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put what I want right here. So every time I open it, it's there.
I love it. I used to do it with the fridge. Now I do it with my phone. Yeah. I just go get bored and open the refrigerator and be like, well, don't know why I'm here. Not even hungry. Just bored. Yeah. But now that's where I spend my time on my phone.
That's awesome.
But I like that. And I hope our listeners, you know, it doesn't have to be a crazy, it doesn't have to be some goal like playing arenas. That's a massive goal. I think you'll get there. You're killing it. I think that's an all, but it can be.
Yeah, and it's
be,
one of the
be
things,
more attentive as a dad.
Yeah, and I've got stuff like that. It's just, you know, put my phone down, spend more time with my kids.
So you
know?
Pick up your phone, put your phone down, put it back
that's
down.
Right.
So if you
yeah.
see them, pick it up and then put it back
pick
down
it up,
quickly.
Right there it says you, it. Spend more time with, like, get off your phone, spend time with your kids, and there it is. So.
Nice. I love, like, all seriousness, I love it because I subscribe to that method too. That's super cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Would you, because you're so good when you perform in the studio, would you give us like a verse and a chorus of New Truck, your current single?
Yeah, here we go.
If you're looking, you're in luck. I need a new truck.
That's good. That's good. That's good. It's good. I like it. So that's Dylan Scott. And by the way, that is not recorded in the studio. That is live right there.
It's
no,
live.
No special effects. Yeah, you sound great, man.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, especially for early in the morning. His new album is out. It's out this week. Pretty pumped. I mean, it's always a big deal. It's like having a baby.
Dude, I'm so excited. This is my second album. I've been in this town 10 years. It was 4 years ago when I released my first album. So it's been 4 years since my last album, my last body of work. And I'm just pumped, man. I feel really good about it.
So New Truck is the very first track on the record. The second track is Amen to That. Now we got two options here.
Yep.
Do you know that one?
I can play a little bit of it.
Okay, because I can play a clip of it, or you can give us Down and Dirty Dylan. I just down made that up. Down and Dirty Dylan. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
It don't matter. Whatever
play,
you want.
You want to play a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Here's
let's
some
see,
of
let's see if we can do that.
Amen to That. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen to that.
Come on. Yeah. Dylan Scott. I'm talking about. Dang. Morgan Wallen, one of the writers on that song.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. How'd you get that song?
I don't know how I got that song, man. Morgan should have recorded that song. It was just sent to me in a body of work, and I fell in love with it the moment I heard it. And this is one of those songs I've had for probably 3 years now.
That's just the first you two. If you think that's only two tracks, it's the first two. That's how good the record is. The entire record, I hope you guys check it out. It's called Living My Best Life. It came out on Friday. So radio stations used to do this really lame thing where they would have an artist, and they'd go... they'd say, okay, if you're going to record it, we want you to address us specifically in the song. And so, like, Zac Brown Band had to do it once, way when they started. It'd be like, I don't remember what it was, but like chicken fried here in Tuscaloosa. But they would, or yeah. There would be like Petey Pablo, like, oh, radio stations everywhere, W. And they'd have them insert that radio station. And they'd sit in a studio. And I always hated that they made artists personalize things for, or they made artists, yeah, do that. So anyway, would you do Razorback Hat instead of,
Razor
Rocky Top Hat? Yeah, just for the first part of that. Yeah, personalize that for me real quick. Yeah.
You're doing
here
it.
Go, here we go.
I forget what part it was.
Rocky Top Hat. The line, the amen to that, know, the first part. Just don't say Rocky Top, just say Razorback when it comes up.
We can in a Razorback hat.
I can't do that though, man. I'm an LSU fan.
He like go physically Tigers. Can't do
but
it.
You're not a Tennessee fan and you said Rocky Top Hat, nice. So
I didn't want to.
Yeah, point Bobby.
I didn't, like you said, I didn't really want to personalize it to myself for that. You know, it's good. Rocky Top. When was the last time you heard Rocky Top Hat?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I live in Tennessee. It's everywhere. but all I'm saying is a Razorback Hat would have been nice. But okay, we'll play the song less. Okay,
I'll send it to you. No, I'll do a voice memo and send it to you tonight.
Don't even do it. Yeah. Dylan Scott is here. Do you want to pick another new song that you're loving and play a little clip of that right here on the guitar?
Yeah, we can do that.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Dylan Scott, you're going to give us one more. Which song? Give us a new song here. Tell us about it before you play it.
Why don't we do... I got one.
Oh,
I got one. Yeah. This is probably one of my favorite songs off this album. One of them. It's hard to pick, I know, but... this song here, another one I did not write. There's too many great songs in this town.
What's it called?
It's called Tough.
Okay.
It's called Tough, man. And it's about a dad talking
is
to
it slow?
His son. It's a
slow?
Little slow.
I like
is that
slow
cool?
songs. It's my
you
favorite.
Cool with that?
My favorite. Are you
all right.
Cool with my favorite?
This is one of them story songs you got to listen to. I'll do a verse and chorus for it. That's what you want. But if you listen to this album, you got to listen to it all the way through.
You're telling me that if we listen to the album, we'll hear the entire Tough song? I'm sold. I'm sold.
I'm telling you
yep.
that right now.
All right, let's go.
Good luck being tough.
That's a good one, man.
Like it.
I like the clean out your truck line.
I love that line.
That's like,
man.
And that's a good song. But the whole time I was like, that's like relatable and true. And
yeah. So second verse goes on to talk about, you know.
Don't spoil it. Spoiler okay. alert. Yeah,
listen
yeah.
to the album.
Yeah,
the
album. Yeah. That's the goal it. Here. Dylan Scott's here. I mean, I can feel our listeners going, oh wow, I really like this guy. Like yeah. this is good. And I do have a couple comments.
Come on.
Positive comments about your wife. She's on social media. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. So
she's awesome off social media.
Well, too. I don't know that part. I don't know her off.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dylan Scott.
So the album is out. It's awesome. It's called Living My Best Life. Dylan Scott is here with us. And I do want to talk about your wife. And I feel like, you know, sometimes, Dylan, you have friends and you don't really talk to them human form a whole lot, but you keep up with them on social media. So even when you do talk, you don't feel like a lot of time has passed. You ever do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I do it all the time with friends. But I almost feel like that with you a little bit in that I watch on social media, and I think could be wrong here. The song you played a second ago, the second song that you played, which is track two, Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen to that.
I think I saw you play that on Instagram, or Instagram Live. Did I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how that song is familiar to me because I'm obsessed with you. There it is. I said it. But I was watching a clip of your wife rap, and I think it was on the end part of a Lincoln. Was it a Lincoln Park situation?
Yeah, I think it was Lincoln Park. She's very shy, but I get her. I get her on the phone, and I video her without her knowing it, and I put it out there for the world to see.
And she's cool with that.
She is, but she ain't.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is, man. She's so cool.
So, you know, you, your dad, you're an artist. You tour a lot. Like, I'm assuming that she's kind of the rock in the family because she's got to do it all, especially when you're not home.
Yeah, she's the rock star for sure. She's a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, it's crazy. So I've been with my wife since I was 15 years old, a long time.
Like seventh grade, right?
Yeah, well, we met in seventh grade, started dating like first of high school. But she's known, like, my dreams and my goals this whole time. And so, I mean, dude. It don't matter if I come home for a day and I'm like, spur of the moment, oh, I got to get back out and go again. Like, she never gives me a hard time. Never gives me a hard time about, she's so tired. Like, the kids are wearing me down. Like, never gives me a hard time. And, like, I respect that. I mean, she's awesome.
What is there to do in Bastrop, Louisiana?
Nothing. It's a nothing to do town.
Okay, but if you were to ask, I'm from Mount Pine,
Arkansas.
If
you're going to go to Bastrop, Louisiana, the town that I grew up in.
Like, literally, what is there?
There's nothing. It used to be a meal, but I mean, there's a really cool courthouse square that I think you should get there early and eat the breakfast at this place called PT's Eat a Bite.
Now we're talking. Go ahead.
You know, if you get there at lunch, go to Sladen's Barbecue. Other than that,
you have two restaurants?
Well, yeah, a little more than that, but that's the only two I recommend going to. So, but otherwise, you just pass on through and just keep on going. So,
is Bastrop, Louisiana, what's the population there?
It used to be like 12,000. I bet it's probably 6 now.
You ever go back?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually built a house there. We finished it a couple of years ago, and then, you know, we sold it probably 2 months ago now. My mom died back in December, and I was like, babe, you know, my dad's going to move away. Like, we don't really need to, you know, we'll go back for Christmas and this, this, and that, but we don't need a house there. We don't need to be there because we're here. And if I'm not here, I'm touring. So, we sold it.
Bastrop, Louisiana. Where is it in the state? Like
Northeast Louisiana.
You got boats there, like gambling boats, anywhere near?
What kind of boats?
Gambling boats.
No gambling boat. Well, Vicksburg, Mississippi is not too far. Tim McGraw grew up about 30 minutes from there. That's a cool
I heard. There
fact.
Was a clip of you saying you'd never met him.
Never met Tim. Yeah,
I know where he lives. Would you like me to his address?
Yeah, actually, send me the address. I need to go see him. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, I grew up in a town that's 30 minutes from Tim. We grew up probably about the same way. And, I mean, he's a little bit older than I am, obviously, but never met him, man. And he's like a huge, huge hero of mine.
Surprising that you'd never met him yet, especially with the success that you've had. And I'm sure you'll cross paths at some
point. Yeah, it'll happen how it's supposed to.
But I give you, I just pass along a story. Josh Turner went up, big Johnny Cash fan, went and knocked on his door. Johnny Cash let him in. So I'm just saying, my girl ain't no cash. You know what I'm saying? You're going knocking on the door, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? He may be there. Dylan Scott is here. I'm going to play a clip of the title track. So the song is called Living My Best Life. Enjoy this song, and we'll come right back. Here you go. Feeling like a million, kicking it like it's my birthday. I'm going to do exactly. So you co-wrote 8 of the 16 songs, but I want to just mention the writers of that. BK, Tyler Hubbard, both from Florida Georgia Line, Thomas Rhett, and Corey Crowder. And so it's a pretty cool song. They say, hey, take this one.
Yeah, that's one. So Tyler, he'll send me songs here and there, you know, and that's one of them songs. When I heard it, I was like, man, I'm living my best life right now, you know, with having a little success and the family and just touring the country. So, I mean, that really spoke to me, and it was just fun, man. And, you know, I have a pretty high energy live show. So, like, man, this is a great song. So we have to cut it.
Would you play before you leave just a verse and a chorus of your hit, My Girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Here he is, everybody. Dylan Scott.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Dylan Scott, nice job. Let me say a few things. His album, Living My Best Life, it is out now. Find some songs you like and just add it to your normal streaming, because every time you play one of his songs, 3 cents.
And one step closer to a headline on arenas.
Yeah. See? There we go. So do that, but go see Dylan as well, because a lot of the places our show is, Springfield, OKC, Pittsburgh, Indy, Milwaukee, Sioux Falls, Oxford, Mississippi, Little Rock, he's doing it. You can go to dylanscottcountry.com. Go watch the show. Like, you really want to help an artist now, you want to support an artist, follow him on social media, @DylanScottCountry. Go to a show, buy merch, stream their music. You could be a lot of our listeners' new favorite artist after today. You had an A-plus appearance. I don't say that to everybody.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't say that to everybody. Just before we came on the air, Dylan's like, I'll do whatever you want. And I was like, well, let's just see what happens. And we saw what happened. You nailed it. You nailed it. Yeah. Come on. Dylan, thank you, buddy. You guys go see Dylan. Check out the album. It is out now. It came out this week. And follow him, Dylan Scott Country. And there he is, Dylan Scott. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
4 years ago, Fred Everett of Tupelo, Mississippi, went to the Humane Association and adopted a cat, Bandit. Well, that 20-pound cat, 4 years later, he's asleep in his bed, and the cat jumps on him. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Meow! 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 And Fred's like, it's the middle of the night. There must be something wrong. So he grabs his gun, goes downstairs, and there's two guys at the back door trying to break into his house.
Wow, I thought it was going to be a fire. It was people breaking in the house.
Yeah, and one of them had a gun. And they saw old Fred and Bandit, and they took off running. And Fred said, I think that cat saved my life, I'll tell you what, because they were going to come in with bad intentions. Oh,
wow. Yeah, that's true. I just didn't think cats would do that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I love all cats, but I mean, usually cats suck when it comes to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually just go,
Or usually they just don't go near you at all.
They sleep in.
Yeah, usually they just like lasagna.
That's Garfield.
Got it. Yeah, it's a good story. Yeah, I have been wondering if my dog would ever react if anything happened. And the other night, for the first time, and he's done it like three times since, Stanley came up to the side of the bed and went, Ruh! Now he knows what time dinner is, and he lets me know if we're beyond that.
Oh.
Nobody breaking in or anything.
just dinner.
Just dinner. Yeah, he's fat bulldog. All right, Lunchbox, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I love that your son loves football. He never played. Now he went to camp, no pads. Now he wanted to play padded football. You sent me a video of him tackling another kid, although he was using like a jujitsu move. It's still, it's awesome. Like, I'm so excited for him.
I know. I was like, I don't know if that move is legal.
For everybody listening, so imagine football, you know, and you know, I played high school football and you get an athletic position and you go down and you use your arms and you explode up with your arms and you put your head in the middle of their chest and you tackle them. That's a standard tackle. Rarely happens. That's what they train you to do. What Amy's son did is like he grabbed his jersey, then swung his legs behind him and then pulled him over his legs.
Nice.
It's a takedown. And that had been 1 point on the mat.
But right, in football?
But is it legal in football?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was just tackling. The guy was running. He had to tackle him. You tackle him any way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it was inadvertent, like the legs, I feel like he just did it because whatever. It's awesome. I don't care. So, but he loves it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. He's pretty into it. Like he's already asked for some new cleats because the cleats we're using, they were hand-me-downs from a friend because we didn't want to really invest in certain things if he wasn't going to really do it. And I feel like him asking for his own set of cleats is legit. And then also his other equipment, like the shoulder pads and the, he walks, he keeps it on. Walks around the house with it, rides in the car with it.
It's awesome.
Like, you can remove that stuff and then put it on, but I think he's really liking the gear.
Do they have him at a position at all?
Not yet.
So right now, they're just going through absolute fundamentals.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He literally has had zero interest in football before this, so we've had no reason to really work on it mm-hmm. at all. And so now he's in, but he's still, they're still evaluating him for what team he's going to be put on.
He's small.
Yes. It's easy for me to spot him.
Yes, and I was also very small, especially at his age. So I see him, and I'm like, dang, that was me. I don't want to get hit. Heck, yeah. When I got a little bigger, I didn't want to get hit. But it's just cool to see him be super excited, even giddy about it. I know you had said he was giddy. And so I thought what we'd do is, what's the last thing you were giddy about?
Oh, okay.
And for you city slickers out there, giddy means, like, you're just so excited. You're just like, oh, I'm so excited. Every part of you is just the excitement of it is just coming out of your pores. Last thing you were giddy about, Amy.
Probably when I went to film the Christmas movie that I'm in later this year. That was back in May. And honestly, when I think about it, I still get giddy. Like, I still can feel that feeling from that day when we filmed. And I was on set for 14 hours, giddy the entire time.
Good for you for being able to enjoy it, because I don't enjoy anything before or while I'm doing it. I only enjoy it after it's done and if I did a good job, and that's rare. So that's why I don't enjoy much. Wah, no. Wah.
Wait, this is supposed to be.
I know. But good for you. I'm saying that's good that you can enjoy it pre and during.
Yeah. Well, when very it comes healthy. Out later this year, I'll probably be a little nervous and not, you know, as giddy, but it's still cool that I got to do it.
Do you have an idea of when it comes out?
After Thanksgiving, HBO Max.
So if today's the 10th, August 10th, September,
mm-hmm. October, and so then like November.
So a little over three months. Oh, still got 3 months. Little,
yeah.
Have you had to do any post production?
Yes. Uh huh. They sent some video clips of it, and I had to watch it for tone because they wanted me to do a voiceover, but in the same tone. And it took me 5 days to open the file because I didn't want to look at myself. And then finally they sent an email, hey, have you done that work yet? And I was like, oh, shoot, I'll do it today.
What'd you think when you saw yourself?
So I did it here at the studio. Ooh, I don't know.
Not getting any more? What?
Oh, man.
No, listen, it
I'm
is
sure
what
it's
it is.
Great.
I'm not an
I'm
actress.
Sure it's great.
But they made me feel like I was one, mm-hmm. so that's nice.
Okay, Lunchbox, last thing you were giddy about.
I remember like it was yesterday, Friday, July 29th, about 9:30 p.m.
30 minutes away from being a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
As the Mega Millions was about to be drawn, I sat there on my couch, just sitting there going, this is it. This is when I strike it rich. And by 10:15 p.m., I was depressed.
You were giddy about something that probably wasn't going to happen? Like, what were you giddy about that happened or that you knew was happening?
No. That was going to happen. Like, I was giddy because you...
Okay, that's fair.
Yes,
okay,
I was giddy.
You were so excited. Got it.
Anticipating.
Eddie?
I get giddy every time I'm going to play golf. Like the night before, I get my clothes out, like my shirt, and that's fold it out, and my shorts and everything, and my shoes. I don't know. And then I play a bad round, and then I'm upset. I'm
like, then you're like, I hate it. I hate everything about it. I'm never going to giddy again.
Like, y'all play every week, and you still get giddy?
If I know I'm going to play golf tomorrow, I'm like, yes, I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's super fun. Hmm. It's not even the game is super fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Camaraderie.
Being able to hang out with your friends. It's really hot, though. That sucks.
And away from life for 4 hours.
For me,
yeah.
No, because I still roll on mine.
Well, Eddie goes, yeah.
Well, I know. I'm out of touch. Shut down. For me, though, it is like something that I am not good at that I can always keep working on. Like, I like that challenge, and so that's why I like it. I think for me, it's that constant challenge. Like, I get better, but then I get way worse again. And I'm like, wait, what just happened? mine's probably whenever I was going up to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and was going to speak as they were giving me my honor. Doctorate.
What'd you say before that?
My doctorate.
Got it.
Yes, honorary doctorate. But that was pretty awesome to me. I have trouble getting excited about stuff. It's probably just some childhood trauma that keeps me from feeling like things are going to go well. But that was one where I was like, this is the coolest thing. It really is the coolest thing. I'm so proud of it. And that was it. And since then, something I haven't announced on the show, but and I hope you guys don't take this the wrong way, but every Thursday I go and deliver babies at Vanderbilt now.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Look at you.
Wow. Yeah, doctor. I don't, by the way. In case anybody wants to hit me up, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Well, tell your son. I'll tell him. But it's awesome. Like, just keep telling him it's awesome. And it's going to hurt. And he's going to have days where it's not for him. But that's just keep going. Next day. He's already got tackled.
I mean, you know, or been tackled. I don't know what you say. But, like, where he's been taken down. And he's like, but don't I? He goes, I went all in. Because I guess if you don't go all in, that's when it hurts more. I don't know.
It just depends. Sometimes you're all in and it hurts real bad.
When you see a white light,
but your adrenaline is going.
Well, I mean, I was hit so hard a couple times where you'd see like 3 yard line markers.
Oh, dude.
And we didn't really know it was concussion stuff at the time.
I don't want that.
Well,
it happens.
Hopefully it doesn't happen to him. But nothing taught me discipline like playing high school football did because I didn't have it with parents. Nothing taught me, I mean, that was such a big part. Nothing taught me teamwork. Nothing taught me fighting adversity. Nothing taught me, like, you don't get your way just because you want it. You can want it all day long, but if you don't put the work into it, you're not going to get it. Football was that for me.
Yeah, that's another cool part, seeing huddle around with other guys and other guys, like, hitting him on the shoulder and patting him and being like, good job, dude, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cute.
In the showers.
Well, they don't take showers.
You like
no,
showers?
I'm talking about me. I'm just kidding. All right, about to talk to Richard Marks. I will be right here waiting for you. A jam right there.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be.
So many hits in the 80s. Eddie, what's your favorite?
Hold on to the night.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on to the night.
That's a jam. He's also written so many songs for others. For example, NSYNC, This I Promise You.
Till the day my life is
really?
Jam.
This I Promise You.
Written a few number ones for Keith Urban. Wow. From Keith Urban, Play Better Life.
Paradise is coming someday, baby.
Or he also wrote Long Hot Summer with Keith Urban. Here you go.
It's gonna be a long hot summer.
That's crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's got like 2 careers, an individual. If you separate him, you'd be like, that guy's awesome, but he's done it.
Wow.
He's still doing it. So Richard Marks, we're having him on because he reposted Abby's Instagram of her singing. So we're going to get to that. All right, here we go with Richard Marks.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Richard Marks.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, I appreciate your time this morning. Hey, do your friends call you Richard? Seems pretty formal. What do they call you?
Dick. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
I was laughing. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said Dick, but yeah, you can call me Richard. No, my friends all call me Ricardo, but we're not friends yet. We have to see how this goes.
Yeah, yeah, I like that because I still have maybe some reservations about you myself, so we'll see where this goes.
Yeah,
hey, what are you making over there? Here's some ice. What you got, a little morning cocktail?
I'm making a little morning iced matcha.
You make that. You have a fancy... So you're rich and famous and talented and good-looking and all the things. So do you have a famous...
Well, go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you have a big fancy machine for that?
We have a big fancy coffee machine, but no, for the matcha, you just put the little powder in the bottom of a cup, and we've got this $9 Amazon little like frother.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Like
what
electric
frother is.
Whisk thingy. Like
it's a whisk thingy, but it's battery operated, so they, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. It looks really expensive, but it's like $9.
Listen, Ricardo, I don't know what that is, buddy.
You don't? Do you even know what matcha is?
Is it green?
Are you in high school?
I wish. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what.
Oh wow! Well, if you started drinking coffee, we could be friends.
Well, here's the thing: my grandma died from coffee overdose, and so now I'm sad.
Wow, that's just was unnecessary.
Okay, I'm kidding. She didn't. Hey, listen, I'm a big fan. Really, this is super cool for me to talk to you. So I really appreciate the time. Like, I'll just say it up front that I'm kind of geeking out a little bit at not only you as an artist, but also you as a songwriter. So up front. In a very sincere way, like, massive fan, thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
That's so nice. Man, thank you, and congratulations. You guys are kicking butt.
Thanks. So here's a couple questions we have for you. First of all, you had, on Instagram, you had shared Abby, our phone screener. She answers phones, she produces some segments, but she was singing, and you pushed and shared, and so we took that as an endorsement that you think she's a pretty good singer. Now, do you share people that are only good singing your songs, or just anybody singing your songs?
There's the loaded question. We're going to get right to it. You know, generally, to be honest with you, I very rarely share anything that I think would, like, hurt somebody's ears. So, much as I'll like it, and I'll even sometimes go, hey, thanks, great job, but I'm not going to repost it if it's not very good. So, yeah, she sounded good, and all kidding aside, like, to me, that's the ultimate compliment as a songwriter, is when anyone wants to take the time to learn your song, and especially now, post it on their socials, that means that song means something to them in some way, even if it's just something that they think, oh, I think I sound good singing this song. That's the ultimate songwriter compliment, you know?
So, Abby, he is saying he enjoyed it. What do you want to say to him?
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, Abby, you sounded good. I mean, I wouldn't have reposted it if you sucked.
What would you say to Abby, who she moved to Nashville to pursue a career in singing, and then, you know, she couldn't remember some words, and she ran out of an audition once, then she gave up. But now she's kind of back trying again. Like, regardless of her talent, what would you say to someone going through this? What are your inspiring words to her, Richard?
Well, I mean, you can't – if you really want to have a career, it can't be – despite not having talent, you know what I mean? It's like, that's kind of like a given. You kind of have to have that, and she does. But I would say, you know, on one hand, it's never been easier to get attention and to get music out there because of social media and streaming. And, you know, you don't need a record deal. You don't need a publisher anymore. You just need to, like, fill up your content. You need to feed the beast. So I think if you're not a songwriter, then you got to find songs that you think you sound great doing, but also you don't want to do songs like when I hear people trying to cover Whitney Houston songs, I'm always like, do you think you sing this better than Whitney did? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe find another song that suits you even better that you're not, where you're not, nobody's comparing you to the original necessarily. You know, that's why I think a girl singing a guy song or a guy singing a girl song sometimes is a clever move.
Abby, are you inspired?
I am.
All right, let's go. Abby's inspired. Yeah. Okay,
let's go.
Abby, Richard Marks just inspired. Abby.
And you know what's funny? We're talking to a songwriter. So if you got any songs you need female to sing, here we go.
She just went for it.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm kidding.
Anyway.
She's not.
Oh, boy. Hey, Rich, in your career, was there ever a time, Richard, that let's go back to the 80s when you were – as an artist, you were on TV all the time, and you were just crushing. Was there ever a moment before that happened where you had to go and just like, hey, can I have this? Can I, like, what just Abby did to you awkwardly? Did you ever have to do that awkwardly to people?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So my songwriting career really started that way, in that I had written a handful of songs that when I was a senior in high school that somehow magically made their way, the tape made its way to Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie heard my cassette tape and called me. My phone number was written on the back. He called me in my parents' house and was so encouraging of me. And he said, man, I really like your voice and you should move to L.A. when you graduate from high school, which is what I did. And then he hired me as a background singer on his first solo album when he left the Commodores. And around a year later, he recommended me as a background singer to Kenny Rogers, who was huge still at that time in the 80s. And so there I am, you know, singing background vocals on this Kenny Rogers album, and he's there at the studio. And I went up to him and said, I'm a songwriter. I'd love to play you a song I wrote for you. And he should have thrown me out of the studio. He should have had security, you know, throw me on the street. But he was cool, and he said, yeah, let me hear it. And we sat down at the piano, and he cut my song, and then he cut two more of my songs, and that launched my songwriting career.
Wow. That's so cool. Wow.
That's good. So I was lucky enough to befriend Lionel. I did four seasons of American Idol. And so Lionel was awesome. Now, I don't know if it's because Lionel was 70 and he's just amazing once he got older with perspective, but he's the kindest guy. Was he like that even when he was young and killing it then?
Yes. I've never known anybody who was a superstar who acted less like a superstar than Lionel. He's just the most gracious, kind. He still got a wicked sense of humor, and he can be sarcastic, and he can be like, he can hang with the best of them. But inside, his soul is just kindness, and he loves to help people, and he's just the best. Like, I just love the guy. He changed my life.
Richard Marx is on with us, and I find it really interesting what you're doing inside of Songwriter. And so Songwriter, and the whole album comes out, is 9 September? Move my fingers. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Yeah, so, okay. 30,
yes.
September 30th.
Because I know it's not out yet. So September 30th, you're putting the full album out, but it's split into parts. There's pop, rock, country, and ballads. And the country part's interesting because we're big buds with Keith Urban, and you know you guys have written together before. But there's a song, One Day Longer, that you and Keith Urban. So you're singing it, but he wrote it with you?
Yeah, so here's my history with Keith. We've had three really big hits together that he had, and Better Life, Long Hot Summer, and Everybody. And Better Life, he almost didn't cut because he kind of got over it. From the time we started it to the time we finished it, he was kind of like off of it, not into it. But he kind of just went in the studio and cut it, number one for 6 weeks. We wrote Everybody, and he was all in love with it the day we wrote it. And then a few days later, he was like, I don't like it anymore. So I went in the studio. I was due to record something with Dan Huff, his producer, who's brilliant. And so Dan and I went in the studio to cut a song. And he said, you know, we've got time. We can cut another song. So I played him the work tape of my song with Keith, Everybody. And he went, oh, my God, man, this is great. We should cut this. We cut it. And right before we mixed it, he played it for Keith. And Keith called me and goes, okay, I blew it. Can I have that song back? So my history with Keith is we write something. He's in love with it the day we write it. And then a week later, it's the worst thing he's ever heard. And that's what happened with One Day Longer. But it's just been taking up space, you know, as an MP3 in my computer. So when I was making this album, I went back and listened to it. I was like, I love this song. So I cut it.
In the country section here, Richard's written songs by himself, with Urban, with Darius, with Hauser. And I think, and I mentioned it before we got on the phone with you, how just prominent and prolific of a songwriter you are and all the songs you've written for a whole lot of people. But is there a difference in writing with some of these country guys that we know and are friends with and some of the guys in L.A.?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't really write with anyone who's not a real songwriter, in that I very rarely collaborate with someone who's just a track person or, it's usually two guys sitting down or three guys. You know, it's very rare that there are three writers on my songs, but I kind of gravitate towards what I would call old school songwriters, where you just sort of hammer it out. You know, you get a concept, I usually come in with a bunch of melody ideas or a title, and we're just off to the races. There's not that much difference, actually. You know, I mean, writing with Randy Hauser is not that different than writing with you know, my son Lucas, who's a great pop songwriter, or any of these other guys. It's all sort of like going after the song, you know, not trying to worry so much about what the record's going to be, but just making the song the best it can be.
You say you're going with the melody. So will you'll just walk in, and I was going to ask if you're a melody or a lyric guy first, and probably you do a little bit of both. But will you walk in with no concept at all, but you're like, I got this melody. It goes, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And you walk in with just that melody, and then you start trying to assign words and a concept to the sound?
Yeah, that's how I've always written songs. Even the songs I've written by myself, which make up most of my catalog, or songs I wrote alone, it starts with some gibberish line, you know? And like, I had this big hit called Hazard. It's the story song. And all I had was, my mother came to Banner when I was just 7. And then I started to, like, I wrote all the music, all the melody, and I started to put the story together. And I had everything except the name of the town that this thing was set in. And I even knew it was in Nebraska because I referenced Nebraska. So I just had to go through every name of every town in Nebraska until I found one that's the two-syllable word that fit, that sounded good. It's kind of how it all starts with me is with a melody. The melodies and the music kind of tell me what the lyrics should be.
Whenever you have songs that are so massive, for example, Right Here Waiting, from like 89, do you go through different cycles or seasons where, you know, it's a massive hit, you love to play it, then you played it so much you don't want to play it, but then you're kind of re-energized to play it again because you've hated it for so long? Is that a seasonal thing with you in your life, or do you just always love it, or how does that work?
No, I don't have that experience. I'm sure, I think that probably happens more with people who record songs by other people. If you wrote a song that you love, if I write a song, if I record a song and release a song, it means that I love that song. And there's some songs that I might get a little bit more psyched to play sometimes, but there's never a song in my set where I look down at the set list and go, oh God, not that again. I've never had that.
Dang, I do that every day with certain segments in my radio show. Every day. I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta do that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Richard, this has been awesome. I want to let everybody know Songwriter comes out on September 30th. Again, there are all these sections, and I love how you did it. And ballads, though, by the way, when I was looking at this, ballads, you didn't format that. You just went, okay, these are slow songs. Slow songs don't have a format or a genre?
Not to me. Those songs to me were just these five really beautiful songs that could have fit any genre, really, but they kind of made up their own genre to me. And the first track is, by the way, you know, I'm doing this a lot of, we're going to do a vinyl version of this, so it's literally going to be side A, side B, side C, side D, you know. The lead track on the ballads section, I wrote with Burt Bacharach. It's a song called Always. I mean, getting to sit in a room and write a song with Burt Bacharach, and this is when he was 91, he's 94 now, I can't even believe it, you know, and we became pals, and this guy wrote the soundtrack to all of our lives, you know. I'm just so humbled that I got to sit in a room with him and write such a beautiful, I'm so proud of this song.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because Burt Bacharach, for me, Raindrops Keep Falling On, that's not Burt Bacharach.
No,
he's played
Thomas.
It, though.
Yeah.
He's played it, though,
oh,
Eddie.
Okay.
I've heard Burt Bacharach play that song. That's what I think about.
He did. He wrote it.
And he wrote it, Eddie.
There you go.
So then I thought I was right. Then I thought I was wrong, and I was embarrassed. And then I had to come back to it, and Ricardo Marx just told me I was right, because now we're friends. There you have it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. If you ever come to Nashville, we'd love to have you. Hop in the studio here. We'll do a whole deal. I'm just a big fan.
I would love that.
And your album comes out on the 30th. We'll be sure to talk about it when it comes out. And you guys go to richardmarks.com. He's in Europe now, but he will come to the States, and he's doing a bunch of shows in the States starting in October. And he's in a lot of the cities that our show's in, and just a very entertaining, very funny guy,
yeah,
but also super talented and super cool. And says Abby has a long career in music, and he will put her on tour with him. That's what I heard.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that is
Bobby. You can officially call me Ricardo.
Okay, I now officially can. Okay, there he is. Ricardo, thank you for your time. Massive fan. Good luck with the record, and congrats on the book. And hopefully, I will see you in person sometime.
Thank you, pal. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is. Richard Marx,
thank
everybody.
You.
Hey, Abby, sing us out with a little Richard Marx.
Oh, no, go. You sing,
Abby,
Richard.
Abby, sing us out. Abby, let's go. Sing
Wherever
us out.
You are, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
There it is. We'll be back in a second.
My voice.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is a voicemail from Brittany in Louisiana.
I just had a music industry type question. I didn't know who to ask, so I thought, let me call Bobby Bones. Okay, so my husband and I went to a Sam Hunt concert last week. Dustin Lynch was his opening act. My question is, Dustin Lynch has a lot of hits too, so how do they decide that Dustin Lynch is going to be an opening act for Sam Hunt?
Now, it was awesome. I'm not complaining. But I was just curious how that works. Thanks.
I think it's a great question. Now, if you said that in town, in the industry, they would say Dustin is not Sam's opening act. Dustin is Sam's main support. There's an opener, then there's the main support, and then there is the headliner, which would be Sam Hunt. And so Sam is creating his tour. And Sam can get more people to come to a show and charge probably a couple more dollars than Dustin can. So Dustin, let's say his average show is he makes $5 a show. I'm just going to throw a number out there, which is not true. And so if Sam can offer that to Dustin as his main support, and Dustin doesn't have to pay for lights or crew, then Dustin will probably take that job.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Sam, well, yes, financially, sometimes it's really good. Like Dan and Shay's main support for Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
Now, Dan and Shay can sell out arenas themselves. But they're probably making more money doing arenas with Kenny Chesney than they are stadiums with Kenny Chesney than they are doing arenas by themselves. Dan and Shay sell more tickets than pretty much everybody.
Just, but then you're right. Like, they don't have to pay all
no
the
lights,
other stuff.
No, yeah.
And that's like, that all adds up.
So it's mostly that Sam can sell more tickets than Dustin Lynch. And also, I was like, Dustin, you will help this tour because you're a great act as well, and I will pay you what you normally make to do a show. Let's do a show together. But like the Kenny Stadium tour, you have Carly Pearce would be the opener, Old Dominion happens, Dan and Shay is the main support, and then Kenny Chesney. So it's not somebody tagging them together. It's Sam going, I'm doing this tour, reaches out to Dustin. Hey, Dustin, come do this tour with me. I'll pay you your normal rate because you kill it. And I kill a little better, but you kill it. And someday you'll kill it a little better and you put me on your tour.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what it is. That's a good question, though, Brittany. I appreciate that.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I assume, Bobby, that you think you know how to shower?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always told that I'm doing things wrong, peeing, showering, eating at what time. Mm-hmm.
Well, dermatologists are telling us that we are showering all wrong, so they put out some tips so we can do it right.
Okay.
First of all, we don't need to shower too often. If you're not getting sweaty every day, experts say you can cut to a few showers a week, and on days that you do need to shower, and maybe even twice, you better take an extremely short shower, they say.
Yeah, I do at least 2 a day every day, but I guess my problem with that is so many of the men that I know, if they don't shower every day, they will stink. Their armpits will stink. So are they just saying that's just part of life? You need to stink in order to be healthier.
Well, you can still wear deodorant.
But
and
I'm telling you, that's just putting a mask over it.
Yeah, or maybe do a bird bath so your whole body isn't getting wet. But they do say when you're in there, focus on the dirtiest parts. Your arms and legs don't always need soap, but your underarms and other areas do. And they say start at the top so that way the soap can work its way down naturally.
Yeah, underarms and butt. Like I focus, I go in with a goal.
I
go in with
a
plan. My plan is hit the underarms, okay. Hit the butt. Wash my hair if I need to. Otherwise, pretty good. I'll scrub my chest a little bit so I don't get any sort of blackheads there.
And here's for when you get out of the shower. You want to pat yourself dry. Don't take the towel
wrong.
And
I
rub
the
your
crap.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Pat yourself dry. That way you leave a little bit of moisture on your or water on your skin. So when you add lotion, it absorbs.
Wait,
it.
Who's putting on lotion after a shower?
They say after every shower,
okay,
moisturize.
I'm out.
You're already
fancy.
Out.
Yeah, this was Fancy Digest. They write this.
No. Okay, so a new poll surveyed adults that are about 40 years old or so and those younger, and it found that it takes an average of 8 warning lights for them to take their car into a mechanic. 8. I have a warning light right now.
8 at once seems like it's going to explode.
Well, it takes it coming on like 8.
On and going off or 8 times. But if 8 lights are on at once, I would think my car is literally going to explode any second.
I don't think it's 8 at once, but maybe that if you can get it to go off, then if it comes back. I've been riding around with my warning sign for, I don't know, probably about 5 weeks now.
Which warning sign? Because I also have a warning sign.
Something about tire pressure indicator something. And I can press a button that says, okay, and it makes it disappear until the next time I start my car. And
out of sight, out of mind?
That's right.
Mine's brakes.
Oh, do you need new ones?
I don't know. They squeak. When I hit them sometimes, and it says brake issue or something.
Well, that brakes are expensive, so I'd hold off. Mm.
Well, I can't turn it off, so I just don't look at that part of the screen behind the steering wheel. I just keep my eyes looking to the left.
Okay, so do you have anything you're holding on to for superstition?
I am so OCD about that. I'm not a superstitious person.
Well, here's the thing.
But I'm a very OCD type person where if I don't do things, I don't think things are going to work out that day.
Yeah, and we're having to adopt some of your things because I accidentally said hi to you today before you sat down and I was like, oh, shoot.
And it's not, you can say hi to me anywhere in the building all day long, morning, noon, night.
Right, but there's a
one little, there's one little brief thing where I have to like focus, and it's like seven steps. And I don't like to talk in that seven steps because I feel like that's my time, my entrance. I got to get my mind straight.
Well, Dan from Dan and Shay, you know, he has...
He's also OCD, like me.
Yes. And
very
he has
similar.
That long hair, and he was just talking about how, yeah...
He won't cut it while they're successful.
They've been successful, so now he can't cut it. But also, now that he's done that to himself, it's kind of a recognizing thing. Like, if he cuts it, people might not see him as Dan from Dan and Shay.
Well, they will. But I've talked to him about this, like, privately. And he's like, dude, we got, like, had our biggest success when I started growing my hair out. Why would I cut my hair? And I'm like, I feel you, man. Can I have some of your hair? Like, it's a whole thing. But he's very OCD, too. Like, he will sit and do a set list like I do the show here where I'm going to have to mark every little thing out. I got to move everything. But that's us needing control in the end. We feel it's like for some reason we weren't given control in our lives at some point. So these OCD tendencies that I have and that I think Dan has, and I think everybody's story is different, is a control thing. Like, that's something we can control.
Yeah.
When other things in our life were not in our control, we found these things that we could be in control of, and that gave us a sense of that we also had a say in our life when at times we didn't have much of a say in our life.
Yeah. Well, okay, you just went deep there for a second, but I like it.
Well, I had to like go into the reasons of like, why do I do this? I have like three or four of them that if I don't pet my dogs in the exact same right way, if I don't walk in this room from the door to my chair, stay quiet, if I don't, it's a lot of little stuff, but it's like, I just need, if I don't block out every single letter on every single page that we have here during the day, I feel like, well, I can control this. It's about the only thing I can control, so I'm going to do it and own it. There you go.
How much do we have to block out over there?
Well, today it's a pretty heavy day. We have a pretty heavy day.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I think this is going to be some good news. We have Elizabeth on the phone right now who lives in Indiana. Elizabeth, what's going on?
A couple of years ago, when you were on Dancing with the Stars, you had a show that you came out to like North Webster, Indiana, where I'm from, and my boyfriend at the time, he got me backstage passes to meet you, and I was so nervous to meet you, I could barely say anything. I was just, like, freaking out because you're, like, an inspiration to me, and so you looked at me and my boyfriend at the time, and you were like, are you married? And I was like, no, we're not. We're like 17. And you're like, oh, well, about a month ago, 2 months ago, my boyfriend proposed to me. And so I always told my boyfriend that I would call into the show and tell you that we were engaged now after the fact, because you asked us if we were married. So I thought it was, I was driving the school because I'm a teacher, and I was like, I'm just gonna see if I can get through, and I did.
I like it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple things to say. One, I asked you that and you were 17. That's how you know I'm getting older. I can't tell the difference anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how old anybody is. Everybody's just the same. And so you've been together, what, 5, 6, 7 years? How long?
Five and a half years.
And how did he propose?
We were playing Clue. And my whole family was in on it. And so when I said I'd like to make an accusation, he had Lucas ring and living room, and he got down on his knee and proposed.
Oh,
Lucas,
that's good.
Ring, living room. Yeah. That's it.
That's hilarious.
Love it.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
The murder weapon was a ring?
Did, yeah. Yeah, he didn't like start beating you with it, right?
No.
Did everybody else know? Were they in on it?
Yeah, my whole family was in on it. And so, like, when he proposed, I was, like, so worried about beating my brother at Clue because we're, like, very competitive. I was like, well, did I win? And everyone was, like, laughing because I was like, I said yes. And then I was like, did I win? Did I win Clue? And they were like, I was just such in shock.
You won the game of life.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. How was the meet and greet? Because apparently I was like, hey, are you married when you were just a teenager? Other than that, did I do anything else weird? Was I nice? What happened?
It was awesome. Like I said, you're such an inspiration to me. I was just like in utter shock that I could meet you and see you, and we got a picture together, and it was just really, really cool.
Well, I'm super proud for you, and tell your husband that that is awesome, and that I'm sorry I asked you when you were in like eighth grade if you're married. You know, I need to do better, and I will learn from it. But I'll ask you this, and then I'll let you go because I know you got to go teach the kids. Which, by the way, what grade do you teach?
Second grade. We actually have our first teacher day tomorrow, so I don't have any kids yet. I'm just getting my classroom ready.
Okay. So do you have one of those clear the lists?
I do.
Okay. Will you send it to me? And then I'll... how much do you have left on it right now?
Maybe about $200.
Okay. I'll take care of that. I'll pay for all of it. I'm going to put you on hold. It's my wedding gift to you, okay? And I will clear your list for you. And then you guys have a happy life. But if you don't have a happy life or you don't get married, I want the list refunded to me because this is your wedding gift, right? I want all the rulers. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I want them all sent back. Hey, Elizabeth, congratulations. That is amazing. I'm going to put you on hold so I can get your link, and I will clear that list for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Elizabeth, congratulations. There she is. Tell me something good, Elizabeth. All right. Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.